Radio Free Readout begins in 5, 4, 3, 2.
Welcome to the Voice of the American Redoubt. This is Radio Free Redoubt, and this is the John Jacob Schmidt Show. I am John Jacob Schmidt, your host, and if you're a God-fearing, liberty-loving patriot, then my name is your name too. We are up at Marble, Washington, in the heart of Liberty State and in the heart of the American Redoubt, in Patriot territory this weekend. If you're not here, then you still have time to get up here for this pre-4th of July Independence Day celebration. Very exciting time. Very exciting time to be alive these times, these days. And this weekend is a time for patriots to gather, to strengthen one another, to encourage one another. And this is something that goes on annually. And this weekend is a scaled down, smaller version. It's nice. It's a breath of fresh air, and so we've got a lot of stuff lined up today. And if you got a chance, and if you've got this afternoon free, I want to encourage you to make your way up to. You can go to marblecountry.com and learn more about that, but. Let's see. I've got the rundown right here. This is I'm going to go over it with you guys. Okay, so this actually started last night. We were all here Friday afternoon, Friday evening, and got a bunch of speakers that several of us got a chance to make a presentation to everybody that was here. But today, we've got some plenary sessions going on. You're going to get a chance to get in front of some great folks, some great speakers. So let me just run that down for you, because if you can make it up here by 10:30, you've got the time. Most of you in this listening audience, except for our live streaming listeners, by the way, God bless you guys outside the wire in occupied territory, in the occupied zones, be encouraged. You're not alone. There are many patriots around you that you may not even be aware of, but we are definitely surrounded by patriots here in the American Redoubt right now. Getting ready to speak in about an hour and a half, we've got at 10:30, from 10:30 to noon, Representative Matt Shea will be in the sanctuary at the Marble Community Fellowship Building. Steve McLaughlin is also going to be speaking at 10:30 a.m. to noon. We don't have the exact location, but we'll ask around. And he is bringing us a lot of updated information on wolves. I will be speaking to him later on today. I'd like to interview him and find out what the status of the wolf situation is, particularly in Liberty State. That's Washington State for those of you who are not aware of Liberty State. But yeah, we're going to be talking to him and probably air that segment tomorrow night for Radio Free Redoubt's podcast at 8 p.m. Sunday evening. And then also at 10:30 a.m., you got lots of choices here. I will be speaking in the barn, the big barn. I'm going to be speaking on several things. The looming coming Civil War. I'm going to be talking about Liberty State. And I'm also going to be talking about warfare, the warfare that we're in right now, spiritual warfare, and then also where that could potentially manifest itself as we're seeing the turmoil unfolding across the country right now. But it's not just across the country. It's literally around the world. What's going on? So I'm going to be talking about that. So we've got lots of folks around here today at God and Country, the God and Country annual celebration. Lots of kids around, lots of, it's a great family environment. Just a really a good time. It always is. And then I'm also going to be talking about emergency communications. I'm going to try to cram all this stuff in 90 minutes. There's so much to talk about, but for those of you who would like to stick around on the back end of that, my presentation today at 10:30, from 10:30 to noon, I'll also be talking about emergency communications. We've got this nationwide training exercise coming up in July. Go to amron.com and click on the T-Rex banner for more information, but it's an opportunity for you to practice your family or group emergency preparedness plan with emphasis on emergency communications. So if you want to stay abreast on developments during a real-world emergency, you're going to want to tune in when the grid is down. In other words, there's no cell phone, there's no internet, there's no electricity. How do you get information? How do you stay informed? And how do you inform others? So I'll be talking about that emergency communications network, AMRON, also. And then also at 10:30 today, Mark Herr from Center for Self-Governance will be speaking also from 10:30 to noon. And that will be in the classroom above the bunkhouse. That's that big 100-foot-long building, two-story building. It served many purposes, including a schoolhouse years ago, just about a decade ago. But we do a lot of training there as well. And then we've got Mike Leister from Tactical Wood Gas. He's going to be this afternoon speaking at 2. Jeanette Finnicum is going to be answering people's questions also from 2. If you've not had a chance to meet her, what a remarkable lady. And she's going to be doing a question and answer session from 2 to 3:30 this afternoon in the sanctuary at the Marble Community Fellowship Building. And then the downstairs of that same building today, Susan and Michael Bradrick from Christian Homeschool Network. So there's going to be something for everyone. There's going to be whatever you might be interested in. There's going to be something for you. So if you go to marblecountry.com, you'll be able to get information plus directions there. And it is a private Christian event. There we go. So yeah, lots of good stuff. So there's more. There's a lot more to this. I'm pretty excited. I'm always excited. This is just a really great time for Christian patriots to just really strengthen one another, encourage one another, be informed about something maybe you didn't know about, and updates on things that maybe you are interested in and would like to hear updates. Then I'm going to be bringing some updates to you here. We've got, let's see, what do we got here? I want to talk about this situation that happened in California. I started talking about this a couple weeks ago, but we kind of held off. The Coalition of Western States has been investigating a shooting incident where the Bureau of Land Management has once again used lethal force against unarmed citizens. And this time the UTV, the utility, the off-road vehicle, a RZR. And this was in a Riverside County park where ATVs are legal to operate. And there was a shooting incident. So I will take you to this right now. And there's some good things that could happen out of this. So here in segment one, I want to finish up talking about this situation. Now, this happened on the 28th of June. This was when this article was posted over at the Coalition of Western States website. And the incident took place on June 10th at 11 p.m. at night in Purdue Canyon, on Purdue Canyon Road, east of Dillon Road in Riverside County, California. So these are the details that we have so far. Now, I interviewed this couple and got the full debrief from them, but this is what's been released at COWS, the Coalition of Western States, so far. So on Sunday, June 10th, 2018, at approximately 11 p.m., Riverside County, California Sheriff's deputies from the Thermal Sheriff's Station responded to the area of Purdue Canyon Road, east of Dillon Road, to assist the Joshua Tree National Park Service and BLM Rangers with the investigation into an officer-involved shooting in the area. The Sheriff's Department's Central Homicide Unit also responded and assumed command of the investigation. The Coalition of Western States' preliminary investigation revealed that Bureau of Land Management officers responded, that's a single officer actually, responded to assist Joshua Tree National Park Service Rangers in the remote area of Purdue Canyon Road, east of Dillon Road, with an alleged illegal off-road vehicle operation and a failure to yield investigation. It was reported that BLM Officer Miller, that's Bureau of Land Management Officer Miller, which is actually an agent, not an officer, stopped an off-road vehicle, and at that time, Officer Miller allegedly discharged his sidearm. An adult female passenger in the off-road vehicle was struck in the head and the hand, and she was transported to a local hospital where she underwent surgery for gunshot wounds. According to witnesses, the female victim was shot from behind with her hands up. The adult male driver was also detained at the scene. Neither of the victims were charged. It must be noted at this point that the off-road vehicle operation is legal in the area in which this incident occurred. No BLM agents were injured during this incident. Actually, no officers or agents were injured at all. Only one individual was injured, and that was an unarmed woman who was shot from behind with her hands in the air. She was the passenger of the vehicle. The victims' names will not be released at this time, pending completion of the investigation. Now, Bureau of Land Management Officer Miller has been placed on administrative leave per the department policy. In response to the shooting of an American citizen by the Bureau of Land Management, the Coalition of Western States has interviewed local and state-level BLM directors and have spoken directly to Riverside County Sheriff's investigators. We've also interviewed the victims at length. Now, here is the silver lining on this story. Two legislators, actually three legislators familiar with this incident, traveled to Washington, D.C. Representative Dorothy Moon, Representative Heather Scott, and Representative Judy Boyle all went to Washington, D.C. Now, two of them got the opportunity, Dorothy Moon and Judy Boyle actually met with department heads from the Department of the Interior. And as a result of that meeting, the Bureau of Land Management Law Enforcement Authority is now under review. This is an active investigation. Additional details will be released as they are available, blah, 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 blah. Now, this is the exciting part. First of all, when state legislators brought it to the attention to the Department of Interior that there was a lethal force incident in California where an unarmed woman was struck from behind, they were furious. They were shocked and they were not happy. So I am hopeful that some heads are going to roll in the accountability and responsibility in government department. And what we are hoping for, this is what I was screaming for. Why in the world, after this continuing, not an incident, but a pattern of poor decisions, of completely unprofessional behavior at the very least, these situations are out of control. The Bureau of Land Management, there's several issues here. Number one, the first thing they need to do is put a moratorium on lethal force capabilities on any, especially Bureau of Land Management, because of this pattern of abuse. After speaking with the victims and interviewing them, not to mention the area sketches that they provided clearly showed, according to their sketches of the scene, precisely the direction of travel of all the vehicles and precisely where Agent Miller was when he discharged his firearm and where their vehicle was. And based on this preliminary stage of this investigation, they had already passed between two vehicles, which surprised them. It's commonly referred to as a dead man's roadblock. There's no way out of it. They slid between the two vehicles. And after they had already passed the park ranger's vehicle and the BLM vehicle, and they were skidding to a stop because they were on three wheels because one of them had broken earlier, so they were limping their way down the road, down the hill, and slide sideways, and that's when the BLM agent fires after they had already passed them. So there was no danger. And of course, the accusation later was, why'd you try to run me over? Of course, in my opinion, evidently trying to cover for his actions by making an accusation of them trying to run him over. Where it's very, very apparent to me after observing the sector sketch, that the BLM agent appears to be absolutely in the wrong. He shoots a woman through the hand because her hands are up in a surrender posture, clearly both unarmed, and the vehicle is clearly not a threat to any officer because they fired after the vehicle was already well beyond and past the BLM and Ranger vehicles. So, to make a long story short, they're looking at A, trying to remove immediately the lethal force capabilities of the BLM and law enforcement capabilities from the BLM and the National Forest, or the Forest Service, and all of these three-letter agencies, which are essentially managers. They are groundskeepers, is essentially what they are. They don't need law enforcement divisions. They don't need SWAT teams. And they certainly, in my estimation, do not need to be trusted with lethal force, because they've demonstrated time and again that they make extremely poor decisions and violate the rights of citizens and their ability to freely move about peacefully and safely. And it's just enough. It is absolutely enough. We're hopeful that some changes are going to take place. Now, one of the proposed changes, which I still find unacceptable, is that they would possibly remove lethal force and turn that law enforcement capacity over to the local sheriffs, if the sheriffs choose. And they're also discussing federal funding for local sheriffs to add that extra manpower and other requirements that would be necessary for patrolling and being responsible for law enforcement duties on that government managed land, federally managed government land, which is not government land. It's our land. The federal government manages it, which is the second problem. Why is the federal government still managing wide swaths of tens of thousands of hundreds of thousands of acres of land in the West, when constitutionally speaking, the only land the federal government can own is forts, ports, structures necessary for basically national defense? So once a state becomes a state and it transfers over from being a territory and becomes a state, that land is to be transferred over to the states for their management. And there's the Western Lands Council and many other organizations have done studies that show clear evidence that the natural resources that exist on these lands that are currently being occupied by federal agencies could easily cover the cost of managing those lands and beyond. Extremely high levels of wealth in timber and mining, at the very least, not to mention the oil production that exists in several of those places as well. So timber or natural gas, oil, timber, mining. And they're not getting off that land. So that's one of the things that the Trump administration is looking at very closely. And potentially, we're hopeful, also of moving forward with not only removing law enforcement and lethal force capabilities from these agencies, but also turning the management of the land over to the states and asserting the 10th Amendment. Wouldn't that be novel? So anyway, there's a little bit more of the backstory. There's much more I can't go into right now, but this does not look good. Now, the couple is healing. They are speaking with legal assistance. They still had no charges brought against them after being shot at, detained, and not allowed to go free for many hours. The male in the driver was kept in handcuffs for at least 6 hours. No explanation as to why they were being held, other than why'd you try to run the agent over, which was preposterous based on their testimony and the evidence that I've seen. But then to be taken to the sheriff's department, investigated by the homicide division because of the shooting, the lethal force that was used by an agent, wrongfully, in my opinion. And then they were just let go. There you go. There's the door. Bye. No charges whatsoever. So whatever they did was gruesome enough that they had to be shot at, but not so bad that they could bring charges against them for anything. And then it was a week to 10 days before they could even get their driver's licenses back, their debit cards, their wallets, their phones, all of these things. The sheriff's department continued holding without due process. So there's a lot more that's going to come from this. We're not letting this one go. And now we have some folks, we have some friends, some allies in the Trump administration that are just as displeased about this as we are. So it looks like we're going to finally see some results. And that's very exciting. That's very encouraging. But we'll see. We'll see what comes of it. All right, let's go ahead and take a quick break. And then we'll be right back here at the Voice of the American Redoubt.
Hey everyone, this is Glenn Tate checking in from Occupied Territory, wishing I was in the American Readout right now. You're tuned in to the Voice of the American Readout.
In addition to voting in all elections, become active in government. Run for local, state, and national office, or help select capable people of the highest integrity to serve. Be constantly vocal on all local and national political issues. Tell your representatives in Congress, or even the President himself, what you think is the best course on issues that come before the public. Is it too much to ask that we fulfill these obligations of citizenship? If we think so, we should read again the history of the founding of this nation and consider the hardships of the people who made possible our freedom. They felt that no challenge was too great if freedom was at stake. That spirit carried them on. It created for us the foundation of our great heritage. We have seen it flare up and burn brightly in every national emergency, on the battlefields and at home. The socialists, the communists, and their followers would like to see the American spirit extinguished. If each of us will rise to the occasion, if every citizen, young and old, will accept the challenge of his citizenship, then the socialists and communists and their followers will not prevail. And America will go on toward the fulfillment of her great world destiny.
Dr. Clifton L. Gaines Jr. was our instructor. This is a continuing series based on the unique political and economic system which has made America great.
Welcome back from the break. This is the Voice of the American Redoubt, Radio Free Redoubt. 7+ years, going on 8 years now. Very exciting. And we're on our 5th year coming to God and Country, where we are broadcasting from right now, lots of stuff going on. The prayer this morning, the opening flag ceremony, it was just, the whole thing's amazing. It's just wonderful. I want to thank I want to thank our sponsor, Werks Holsters, WERKZ.com, Werks.com for your custom holster needs. They make the inside the waistband, outside the waistband, whatever you need. And they're made right here in the American Redoubt with a lifetime guarantee on all their products. So check them out. And also thank them for supporting Radio Free Redoubt. We really appreciate your support. We need it more than ever right now. The Trump slump, we're feeling it. People are like, it's all good. No need to really do anything meaningful now because Trump's got it. So now I can go on vacation. I don't have to listen to these podcasts. I don't have to follow all those conservative websites. I don't have to keep up on stuff. Well, not true. This is the time when we need to be taking advantage of this borrowed time that we have. And we want to stay here ready to help you do that, to be that voice. Remember, there's still many patriots that are trapped in occupied territory. They will tell you straight up they are in occupied territory. They're feeling it. The pressure is mounting, which I'm going to talk about here in the last couple of minutes or last minute. But one of the ways you can help is if whenever you make your purchases on Amazon, Amazon.com, go to RadioFreeRedoubt.com, find the Amazon banner and click on that and then go do your shopping. And that's an affiliate banner and they kick us a small amount, but every little bit helps. And so I just want to thank you guys for taking the time to do that. And this segment is brought to you by Riverfront Suites, our Patriot-owned business right there on the beautiful St. Joe River in St. Mary's on the south end of Coeur d'Alene Lake. Go to riverfrontsuites.com and thank them for supporting us. And shoot, we're just about ready to run out of time, but I'm going to be talking today at 10 o'clock. One of the things I'm going to be talking about, the looming civil war, which some would say is inevitable, but we also have a spiritual war that we're embroiled in. And I'm going to be talking about that as well, like I led into last night. So this is not the time to let our foot off the gas at all. We've got a lot to deal with. The communist revolutionaries are definitely going full throttle, full retard, and here we are letting off the throttle. We can't do it, patriots. Okay, so tune in tomorrow night. We're going to talk more about this, and if you can make it today up to Marble Country, go to marblecountry.com, and we hope to see you here later today. All right, you guys have a blessed rest of the weekend. We'll see you tomorrow night. This is John Jacob Schmidt out.